Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. All right, I got three voices in here today. Three good ones. Beautiful, beautiful. It's not very often that I get such, you know, nice, attractive young ladies in my...
Thank you, Chris.
Yes. We have Anita Driver, Judy Pruitt, and Chris Manis. Did I pronounce that right?
You did, absolutely.
All right. And we're talking about a bunch of fun things that's going to go on here in Jersey County at Walk Lake coming up. We've got some things. Let's see. Saturday, October 12th, we've got this big color run coming up. And this color run is... to make some extra money. Hey, how is the building going? The building, the addition onto the library. How's that going? Judy?
Fantastic.
What's happening?
What's happening? As you know, if you've driven through Jerseyville anytime recently, the library is building an addition to our facility. We last week completed the structural steel, and that steel has passed inspection. Okay. And so we're going to begin framing. And so for those of you that need to see, to understand what it's going to look like, very soon you're going to be able to see the building take shape.
And what's going on in that new addition?
Great question. Our plan is to move really our highest impact collections down to that space because that's right in your face as you come in the new front entrance. And so adult fiction, large print, DVDs, and our teen area will all be housed in that space. Our service desk will move up to that space. There will be a new set of bathrooms, and our study rooms will move up to that new space.
Great. Now, Anita Driver. Anita, you used to be with the library. How many years were you at the library?
I was at the library 48 years.
Oh, my gosh.
48. 4 years as a student in high school, and then a city employee in 1978.
Oh, my. So you have been there a while, and you started working on this project to get this going how many years ago?
This grant from the state was 2013, but Anita Rose and I actually started before that. We submitted like two grants to the USDA. Neither one fit their parameters, but we had been trying other sources since 2010.
I see. And you retired when from the library?
2 years ago.
But you're still hanging out there.
I'm hanging out. Chris keeps bringing me back in. We got to raise some money here.
Now, Chris, tell me, what part do you play at the library? Chris Manis.
I'm really just a volunteer now.
Yeah?
Yep. I'm helping him with fundraisers for the new part.
Okay.
It's funner to watch a new part go up when you're not working there.
Did you work there for many years as well?
I worked there 41 and a half years.
Wow.
We grew up there our best years.
You guys are something else. I can't believe that. Okay, Judy, you got some big shoes to fill. I don't know.
I do.
Will you be about 95 or something whenever you have to, you do the time? All right. Well, let's talk about this color run coming up Saturday, October 12th. It starts at 9 a.m. And I understand this fundraiser is for the kids zone. Right? Is that what you call it?
Yes.
The kids zone, because this is extra. This kids zone is extra, and you're trying to get some extra money to take care of it because that's not in the original plan.
Right. Correct.
Does anybody want to comment on that?
The budget was destroyed by COVID.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So,
yeah. Tell us about that.
Originally, there would have been funding for the youth area or the children's area of our library. But we, to get done what we need to get done, what's being done, that budget will be expended. So that's why Chris and I and the Friends of the Library are having fundraisers. And I know our community, we have a lot of generous people out here, and I think they will step up because we don't want to have this beautiful new building in the front and the gorgeous Carnegie mm-hmm. on the east, and then have this middle part where the kids' library is, and not have that get a facelift. It definitely needs a facelift. And we've always had a nice, what we call our kids' zone, but it's getting old and tired. And there are some really cool installations out there. Chris and I visited some libraries early on in the project, and we saw some really fun installations that, and of course, those are pricey. So, okay. Hence the color run. We've had other fundraisers, but Chris's Trivia Night raised over $5,000 in the spring. So, high hopes. What, Chris, $10,000?
My goal for this fundraiser was $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and for this color run?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the total amount that you're needing is a total of $60,000, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, $60,000 above the budget. Right. To make this happen.
Right.
And I got a feeling you're going to do it. And we got this color run. Now, who's going to be in this color run? What is a color run?
There have been color runs in Jersey. The high schools had a few. The last one we had was in 2020. Now, let's see. It was before our grant was approved, so it was prior to 2021, before COVID, was our first time we had a color run. And it was, we went into it thinking, oh, we aren't going to raise much money, not going to be very successful. The day of the run, here came the McNichols family with $1,200.
Wow.
So the people really get into this. It's a lot of fun. So what they go out and do is they get pledges.
Okay, but where's it happening at?
Walk Lake.
Okay.
Walk Lake on October the 12th.
And you run around the path, around?
Run, walk. You can walk. Or if you don't want to do either one of those, we will certainly take your donation.
Okay.
And just enjoy refreshments at the end.
Okay, so what happens as you run? It's color run, so there's got to be some color in there. So,
yes.
So what happens?
So at four stations, there will be Friends of the Library members, and they will be tossing colors. And
paint?
It's non-toxic. It's cornstarch is what it basically
is.
Powder. Yeah. Right. So as you run past their station, they're going to douse you in colors.
Oh.
So a lot of fun would be to wear a white T-shirt.
Okay.
And there are things you can do to prep that, so you can look that up ahead of time, so that to make the color last longer. So when you get done, we hope that you have lots of the colors that are being tossed. It's just a lot of fun.
Judy, something that we talked about before was challenges, all right? And you guys are encouraging, you and Chris, you're encouraging people to challenge others in this color run for pledges. Can you explain that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I'll defer to Chris mostly on that, but I think it's always more fun when you get someone else involved and say, you know, I'm going to challenge you to raise some money, and I'm going to raise some money, and we can see between the two of us who's the winner. We'll have grand prize winners for the top run fundraisers in each category the day of the run, but it'll be fun to see a lot of challenges go on in the community just between individuals in the community.
So you want to come in the library and tell them you want to be in the color run, and they're going to give you a packet of information, and it'll hold your money, and you just go to like grandma or mom or anybody you want and say, will you pledge to me $5 so I can run? I think I almost have my $100, but I'm challenging Anita to get her family and run in it and try to collect more money than my family's going to.
So the Zipricks are challenging the Hamblins.
The Zipricks versus the Hamblins.
Yes. Mm-kay. Yes.
It's on.
How about the Pruitts? Who are the Pruitts bringing on? What? You're laughing. Come on.
The Pruitts are new to the area. We cannot compete with the Zipricks or the Hamblins.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm sure it will be.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I'm going to make a challenge over the air. Right here, okay? And I was talking about this ahead of time. And there's a fella out there that you might know. He bartends at George's. He's like Andy's right-hand man. Used to be my right-hand man. Now he's Andy's right-hand man at George's. His name's Richard Hall. Rich is very talented. He can ride a unicycle and juggle at the same time. I always wanted him to do it behind the bar, but we never did. But I'm going to challenge him to be in this run on Saturday and get some pledges. And I'd like to see him. I'm not asking him to juggle, although it would be nice if he would juggle. But to ride his unicycle around there and see what happens as far as pledges go. So, Rich, you hear me? All right. So if you've heard this, look for Rich Saturday, the October 12th.
We'd love to see teachers challenge other teachers' classrooms and have kids bring in their change. It's amazing how fast change can add up. So, you know, we're not asking the kids to give their lunch money, but, you know, it would be nice if they clean out, get in the couch chairs or in their pockets, you know, and see what change they can find and have those teachers challenge other classrooms and see how much they can bring in.
There can be a lot of challenges out there.
All kinds of challenges.
All right. Sounds good. You know, if they wanted to, here's what they could do. They could call WJBM, the listener line, 618-639-4567, and make that challenge over the air so everybody knows about it, and we'll see who can accept a challenge and who can't. How about that?
Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Okay. All right. So we'll be listening, and Craig will be accepting those challenges, and we'll share them over the air. Now this Discovery Zone, let's talk about it. What is going to be in this new Discovery Zone that we're working for?
The idea behind the Discovery Zone is twofold. Number one, as we know, as children advance from toddler age to preschool age and then get ready to go to school, there's a lot of different skills they need that contribute to literacy. Fine motor skills, gross motor skills, eye-hand coordination, that kind of thing. And so we intend for the installations that we have in the Discovery Zone to promote building those kinds of skills. We also have a particular focus on kids that might have sensory differences. And so we're looking for some installations that support that as well. And so the items that we're looking at right now, there are some sensory panels that we'll have installed on the wall that have different things that can be manipulated by little fingers and little hands to play with on the wall. There we hope to have a magnetic board on the wall, and on that magnet board will be a couple of different things. There'll be a set of gears where kids can put gears together and then see how those gears work with each other.
Oh, yeah.
And then another one is like a ball track that you can configure in different ways where you can put the ball in the track and watch it go down depending on how you've configured that track, if the ball can follow the chute all the way down to the ground. Another thing we will have in that Discovery Zone is a reading nook. Sometimes kids with sensory differences just need a place to be by themselves for a minute, even though they're in a big public space. And so there'll be a little kind of enclosed reading nook where a kid can sit in there and enjoy books from the library, separated a little bit from other people, but still being able to enjoy the library with everyone else. And then we're hoping, if we still have money left, to get a light table. It's a table that has a light that shines up from underneath, that has a lot of educational activities that you can do on that light table with different colors of geometric shapes and all kinds of manipulatives that encourage creativity in kids.
Now, this age, we're talking young kids, right?
We are.
Like, from what age are we talking?
We are, but a lot, yeah.
I mean starting at a young age.
As soon as kids are even, like the sensory panels on the wall, probably even as they're just learning to be able to walk and pull up, they'll be able to explore some of those things.
Wow.
And then really? Things like the light table and the gears and the other things on the magnet board can grow with the kids, and they can experiment with more complicated configurations and activities as they grow.
You know, I know the last time you were in, Judy, we talked about families that homeschool.
Yes.
Be great to bring your homeschool children to. Or, you know, if you're a grandparent or a parent, older brother, bring in your siblings, your young children in to experience that.
Yeah, right. And we have classrooms that come in as well. And these installations will appeal up through fifth, sixth grade.
Yes.
And then our teen room will take over, which is in the new part of the building, the teen.
We had enough money for the teen room.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. And you have some prizes for this color run. So
we do. We have four categories. So family or group, and that could be your teacher's classroom or the Zipprick family, but they're going to be beat by the Hamblin family though. But anyway, so and the McNichols, I told you, they, and the last time we had this, they raised $1,200. So they would have been the winners then. But our top prize for our family or group is 1 month for the Wellness Center, Jersey Community Hospital Wellness Center. Our adult prize is a car detail. Our teen prize.
Hear that, Rich? Car detail. All right.
Car detail. Our teen prize, which would be 14 through 19. That's a month at Jersey Fit, and that's the place to be right now. The kids are loving it, and that's a good thing. And then our prize for the children is an electric scooter, and that's age 6 through 13.
All right. Some great prizes.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you're just joining us, I have Anita Driver, Judy Pruitt, and Chris Maness with us talking about the things going on at the library, the color run, et cetera. Now, let's talk about, before we get out of here, some things that are going on at the library in the future. All right. We have four items. The block party. When's that going on?
That is September 26th, Thursday, September 26th. It starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. It is, we're going to take over the block on Lafayette, right between the library and the courthouse, and we're going to have all kinds of activities and attractions for families. And then across the street in the parking lot that's adjacent to First Baptist Church, directly across from the courthouse, is that parking lot is going to be full of big trucks. Ooh. So basically the whole block is going to be things for families to do and enjoy. The sheriff is going to be grilling hot dogs for everybody. We're going to have several story times with celebrity readers reading stories.
Yeah.
Just lots and lots of interactive activity. Strangan Parish is going to be providing snacks as well. There's going to be an ice cream truck there with treats available for purchase. And so there's going to be lots and lots of activities. And then starting at 6, Flip the Frog is going to be providing a mini concert from the courthouse parking lot out onto the courthouse lawn. So just a nice evening. It's a beautiful time of year, and that'll just be a nice evening for families to enjoy together.
I know it's the 26th, which is what is that?
A week from Thursday.
A week from Thursday. Mm-hmm. All right. And the 26th, and it starts at what time?
It starts at 4:30.
Okay, 4:30. Mm-hmm. Now, October 8th. You have an author visiting the library. What about that author?
We do. John Dunphy bases out of Alton, Illinois, and he's written several books that focus on local history. And he is going to come and make a presentation about some of the things that he's written, and specifically about some of the local history that's of particular interest to Jerseyville and Jersey County.
What time is that going to happen?
It starts, I believe, let me look it up. You caught me off guard. Starts at 6:30
p.m. Mm-hmm. October 8th.
Tuesday, October 8th.
And then October 26th, we have the big Halloween bash going on.
We do.
And that's going to be, you said, at the City Center?
At the City Center lot that's across from the theater, from Stadium Theater.
Okay, what's happening there?
All the traditional stuff we do every year. There's a costume contest with great cash prizes at the end. We usually have, can I say hundreds? Of contestants that enter the costume contest.
In the competition.
If you've not been, you need to come. It is impressive what Jerseyville people can do as far as costumes.
Every year we say they can't outdo this.
Yes.
And every year they do.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a very, very competitive costume contest.
And that's a Saturday.
It is.
October 26th. And it starts at what time?
Starts at 10.
At 10 p.m.
Yes.
10 a.m.
All yes. Right. And then
are they going trick or treating too?
They do the merchants up and down State Street.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. so fun!
We'll be providing candy, and so kids can that come for the costume contest, then parade in their costumes all up and down State Street.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If there are merchants that have not volunteered yet, please get a hold of Judy. And if there are merchants that aren't on State Street, we'll gladly find you a spot
and help you set up a table.
On State Street.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Then November 7th, keep this on your calendar. Go ahead and tell them about it, Judy. What's going on?
Yes, our community has a favorite NASA solar system ambassador. He's already visited us once. His name is Jeff Burnth, and he's going to come again. But this time, instead of coming to the library, he's going to come to Walk Lake because he's going to host a telescope party. It'll start at 7 in the evening, but he explained to me that the different things that you can see in the sky actually become visible not all at the same time. And so we'll start at 7 with, and he'll show us the things that we can see in the sky. And then as other things become visible, like as Jupiter rises in the evening, he'll help us to key in on that. We'll have the telescope out there that the library owns that's available for checkout. But then Jeff will also bring all kinds of other telescopes and equipment that he'll set up, and he'll show people how to use them so that we can get a really detailed view of all the things that are in the night sky out at Walk Lake.
Yes, that's going to be fun. He's very, very informative.
Yes.
Very smart. And I met him at the library and had him on the show twice because he's so informative. Yeah, he's got so much good info. Well, ladies, we've ran out of time. Any last input that we want to do on this interview?
Come visit us at the library.
Come visit, yes.
And if someone asks you for a pledge or donation for the Color Run, please do what you can.
Okay. Chris, your last comment.
Good luck at the Color Run. Okay. It's a lot of fun.
Are you going to be in it too, Chris? Yes. Oh, wow. Are all three of you going to be in it?
We'll be there.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Best of luck. We'll see you at the library.
Thanks, Chris.
Yay. Thank you.